Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 533. Good morning there, Kelly.
Hello.
51 outside. So, you know how we've been making fun of the, you know, spring breakers that have been blatantly just like...
ignoring kinda, social distancing?
Sure.
What do you think about the coronavirus?
We're not worried about it. We've been drinking coronas all day, bro.
Yeah.
Now, pretty much the governor said, hey, if you went down to Florida, you need to self-quarantine for 14 days because people are coming back testing positive for COVID-19.
That's such a shocker.
Such a shocker.
Yeah, like we didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, like, okay.
Okay, then.
Again, how many times do we have to say, hey, like, don't.
I'm not surprised. Are you surprised?
No.
No, there are enough idiots in the world. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I mean, Corona beer is delicious.
It is.
But
has nothing to do with COVID-19.
No, nothing.
Yes.
Nothing whatsoever. All right, so today on the show, a couple different setting the bar stories for you. So that's exciting, right? Free therapy. Throwback Thursday. And I'm going to say that there is a Triscuit story that you're not prepared for.
I saw something on a little show sheet. It was long. I didn't read it. And it had something to do with Triscuits. But I feel like Triscuits are delicious. I'm invested.
There you go. So that's on the show here this morning as well. And again, you won't be prepared.
Okay.
You're not prepared.
I'm feeling like I'm not prepared.
Speaking of not prepared, yeah. I wasn't prepared for episode 4.
Listen.
Of Tiger King.
Did wait a second.
Did you go in?
No, but I saw something. Spoiler alert, is he in jail?
No. That's
not a spoiler alert?
No, it's not.
Do you see him go to jail?
He out the gate, they are talking to him from jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No. Is the whole thing from jail? Is the whole show set in prison? Oh,
no,
okay.
No. Remember,
all right.
Remember, there are documentary cameras that are...
Documentary cameras?
That's what I meant.
Uh-huh. I can speak, Ben.
Thank
it's
you.
Fine. All right.
Stop following him around.
Okay.
And
so he gets out of prison?
No, before.
Oh.
Yeah. No, this...
All right.
I'm telling you what. Tiger King, will you promise me this weekend?
I don't know. Because, listen...
What do you mean you don't know?
We're on episode 5 of season 5, which we looked at. There are 16 episodes at the end of Breaking Bad. I'm trying to wrap up my 2013. Is that how far that went back?
Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to wrap up 2013. And then I've got Ozark. Season 3, which I've been waiting for. Starting on Friday,
okay.
I'm busy.
You just need a little palate cleanser from Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Just one episode.
Just a little.
One episode.
Little taster.
One episode.
That's really?
That's all you need.
That's all I need?
That's the tipping point.
All right. Okay.
Tiger King.
Is he? I read something about a $73 million lawsuit. Is he suing one of his husbands or something?
Business partner.
Business partner.
Yeah.
All right.
It's funny because people are discovering this show. I mean, it's the number one most watched show on Netflix right now, but I'm getting tagged in posts of just, people that are like, literally when you find out your husband was born where this all goes down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Just make you look at things differently.
I guess so. So anyways, all right, we got a show. We're going to socially quarantine ourselves from one another, Kelly and I, and then we're also going to, as always, socially quarantine ourselves from you because
we've been doing that.
That's
for
right.
How many years now?
We can't reach out and touch you.
Nope.
Not in the way we would like to.
We have been socially distant from you for our entire existence.
There you go.
On the radio.
All right. So that is all coming up here. We'll get to setting the bar story on the way in about 10 minutes. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without licking a bunch of deodorant at a Walmart. You're doing okay. Yeah, and filming it.
Who's scared of coronavirus? Don't touch your mouth.
Yeah, and then runs his tongue all down the line of deodorant sticks there at the grocery store at the Walmart. His name? Cody.
Cody.
Yeah, Cody. He's the guy in the video licking the deodorant after looking at the camera and asking who's scared of the coronavirus. So now, Walmart is police and after that video was released, police are looking at charging him with terroristic threats.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they're going to take these crimes a little more seriously now.
Absolutely. Piers Morgan over, you know, he does a news show over in England. After that video shown, he had some suggestions.
I'd like him put in prison immediately.
Okay.
And then I would like him deprived of any health care should he then get the virus, having tried to deliberately give it potentially to lots of other people.
Okay. That seems fair. That's a really good suggestion, Pierce.
Yeah, so Cody is now at risk of getting charges of terroristic threats on him.
I'm choosing to think that Cody hasn't yet figured out what he's done and why it's bad.
Here's the thing. Cody is no stranger to the police.
Oh.
Having had prior convictions for burglary, firearm theft, disorderly conduct, DUI.
Then you should get on social media and do stuff like this.
Yeah, exactly.
With that kind of track record.
So again.
Okay. Guys. Cody is our latest COVIDiot.
Guy, yes. Yeah. He is. If you can manage to make it through the day without being a COVIDiot and licking a bunch of deodorant at a Walmart, you're doing okay.
Don't lick anything right now. Can we back it up to that? Can we simplify it? Don't lick anything.
I'll tell you what, though. That's not the last story we have on that.
Oh, God.
Today.
How many liquors do we have?
That's what she said. All right, that's Head to the Bar, guys. 7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So in the spirit of quarantine, we are going to do a spirit week next week where every day is going to be a little different theme. Invite you to take a picture of your outfit or whatever you're doing there and tag us at 997DJX on socials. We'll be retweeting a lot and showcasing a lot of those on Spirit Week next week, where Monday it's Team USA.
Yeah.
Tuesday, your college or sports team. Wednesday, favorite band or artist tee. Which
you're kind of doing that right now.
I know.
You're wearing a Led Zeppelin t-shirt.
Led Zeppelin is an old band from like the old times.
I got to be honest. I don't think I even have like a band t-shirt. I used to have some Taylor Swift.
Well, that would work,
right? From the prize closet.
That would work.
Well, they've been my sleep shirts.
Throwback Thursday. Obviously, on Thursday, you can like throw it back to an era that you want. And then Beach Day on Friday. So that's next week, Spirit Week on DJX. Just tag us at 997DJX on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. And yeah.
It's a lot of effort for outfit planning for me, honestly. It's a lot of planning.
No, we're doing it for you.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to do it for me?
No, we're planning the outfit for you.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So every day next week, Team USA, College Band, Throwback Thursday, and Beach Day.
Do you have something for all those?
Yeah.
You got Wednesday covered. Are you going to wear that same shirt next Wednesday? Or do you have another one?
No, I've got other like old
band
t-shirts. Okay. Yes.
All right.
I mean, I've got plenty of those.
All right.
So, yeah. All right.
Okay.
There you go.
It's going to be fun.
I like how a lot of artists are getting creative with delivering their music to fans. A lot of them doing like the Tiny Desk series, you know, that NPR always did was like the little like stripped down versions, but they're doing it in their own homes.
Yes. And a lot of them are kind of just get on social media and just performing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, together. What's the hashtag that they're using? Like alone together, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Elton John, Backstreet Boys, Alicia Keys, Billie Eilish, Billy Joe Armstrong, Mariah Carey, Tim McGraw. They're all going to do a living room concert on Sunday, which is kind of cool.
Are they going to just kind of live stream from their own living rooms?
From their own living rooms.
And they're going to be connected. Oh my gosh.
Yep. So they're going to do like
a big Zoom call.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So it's going to air on Fox on Sunday night.
That's fun.
But yeah, all of them. And it's to pay tribute to the frontline health professionals, first responders, and local heroes who are putting their lives in harm's way to help their neighbors and fight the spread of the virus. So
that's pretty fantastic. And you know what? And I think the fact that fans love to see their favorite celebrities like in their home environment.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just love to see behind the scenes stuff like that. And I think this is kind of that kind of a glimpse.
Yeah. Yeah. So very cool. So that's Sunday night on Fox, Backstreet Boys.
Oh yeah.
I would imagine they're all going to be in different places, right?
Oh yeah.
Back,
but then are they still going to do the choreo? They have to do the choreo.
How would they? I don't know.
You don't do Backstreet Boys songs without choreography.
I don't think it's legal.
Yeah, it's not legal.
I don't think it is.
No.
They could get arrested for doing that.
They could.
Yeah. So anyways, Elton John, Backstreet Boys, Billie Eilish, Billie Joe Armstrong from Green Day, Mariah Carey, Tim McGraw, Alicia Keys, and others.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, Sunday night. So that's kind of cool, you know?
You know what? The NBA should do something similar. They get like a bunch of...
Well, they were talking about doing a like kind of a charity pickup game of basketball.
Right.
For people, for those who were, I guess, healthy and in a kind of a quarantine space, but they're still trying to kind of work out the logistics of that.
Well, what I was thinking of is have like their own like slam dunk contest, but each player is in their own individual. They probably all have their own gyms, right?
Yeah, own private gyms. Yeah,
so
for
just
sure.
do like slam dunk contest or something from their own private gyms.
That's
and
a
like
good
live
idea too.
It. Like, yeah. That way it's safe. Everyone's still quarantined, all that stuff.
And we can get sports back.
And sports.
Get sports back. Yeah. Oh, just kidding. I know that maybe there are some... A short supply of things like paper towels, of eggs, of milk, of toilet paper. Just know that there is now poop math going around. And this dad has kind of figured out what the cost of basically, what was it, a couple cases of Costco toilet paper?
Yeah, for all the hoarders that thought that they needed to buy all of the toilet paper on planet Earth, he's telling you, well, this is what you'd have to do to use all of that.
Yeah, in a two-week period, his daughter put it up on TikTok.
Go to Costco, big, huge thing of toilet paper, has 30 rolls. Now, each sheet has 425 sheets per roll.
Okay, quick math.
All right.
It's 12,750 sheets per case.
Okay.
That's a lot.
That means 20 sheets per
Okay, oh, 20 wow. sheets
oh,
per he, number two.
He's getting specific.
Okay.
Which comes down to 637.5 per case.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you can go about 637 times.
That's a lot.
And go to the restroom times per case.
I've never really sat there and counted, so, but yeah. It feels like that's excessive.
And that is 45.5 per day.
Okay, so he's saying that with that much toilet paper, dang, you could go 45 times a day.
That's
in a two-week period.
Nobody does that.
And still have enough toilet paper.
Okay.
So, a person grabbed four cases of toilet paper for Costco, has a family of four, quarantined for the required 14 days, would need to 182 times a day to use the purchase amount of toilet paper at 20 sheets per Now, let's all calm down.
Yeah, let's calm down.
Sure. I don't think he is accurately... I want to know what his math is. How many sheets per use? You know?
How many sheets is that? Because some are going to require more sheets than others.
That's right. And my house, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's number one or number two, they're using
sheets.
Yeah, left and right.
Sheets.
I have to be like, yo.
Yes.
You
conserve.
Need two sheets for number one.
Maybe four squares.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know what his math is. If he's saying just one sheet per use,
I don't think that's such close attention to where if he was, you know, talking about that, like how many sheets per use.
What is the optimum sheet level?
Is there a
for,
rule?
For a number two?
I don't know.
I don't think there is a rule. I think we can just kind of make that,
well,
though.
Again, everyone's is different.
I know. We're trying to, though. Make sure that there's enough toilet paper for everybody to go around.
It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
But if it was, I'm thinking because even in the most regal of toilet papers.
The most regal?
Yeah, like the Cottonelle.
Okay.
The feels like you're
the
using
fleshest.
A cloth, you
all
know?
Right. Yes.
As opposed to like the one ply that we have here at the radio station.
Right. Yeah. No, it's practically like sandpaper.
Yeah. So I'm thinking because you've got to double it up at least when you
sure.
pull a sheet off. So.
Oh, I'm like double quilted all the way.
I mean, I'm thinking you're doing maybe a minimum of, let's say a range of maybe 12 to 20 sheets squares.
12 to 20 squares?
12 to
really?
20 squares per.
That sounds excessive.
You think?
A little.
12 squares
I'm
doubled
thinking,
up? That's just... Okay.
I'm more like 8.
You think 8?
I think 8 is a better number.
Okay.
I don't know. See, now I was going to sit there. Maybe I'm going to start counting my squares, but I don't think I really need to pay that much attention. See, I'm not gonna count squares.
I don't know. I get a little. I make sure that everything's sanitized.
Sure.
So
well, we're not even talking about like the wet wipes that you can flush. Flushable wipes. I mean, if you're really feeling like you're not clean enough, you put those on the back of the commode there just in case.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of
to finish it off.
You got to do like the dry toilet paper, just a couple swipes of that, and then to make sure. Then hit it with the wet wipe, and then go back to the dry just to make sure.
Pat.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Yeah, that's kind of the key. But if you don't have the wet wipes, then I'm thinking for math purposes, I got to say, and I got to be honest and raw with you here, that I'm probably between 12 and 20 squares every single time I go.
I'm going to guarantee you right now, no other radio show on planet Earth is going into this much detail.
In the middle of a pandemic?
About this. No other radio show on planet Earth.
Brandon texts in and says, no more than six. Wow, he must be regular. Like a healthy diet of fiber. Good for you, man. Good for you.
That's great.
I think that's good. I think the less amounts of squares that you can do, that's some goals. I mean, there are those times when you just roll in one wipe and you're done. You're like, you feel like you're a king.
You feel like you're a champ. No one else on planet Earth is going into this much detail.
So anyways, where did we start?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. It was about like the toilet paper mat.
Shaming the toilet paper hoarders. That's what we were doing. We were shaming them.
Okay. I'm glad we got there eventually.
And DJ X, when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Quarantine Connections.
Want me to go first?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Why not? Why not?
Girl in line behind me at Target.
Okay.
Man for woman.
Aw.
Dude voice, here we go. I was buying a toothbrush that I had to open to get it to stop vibrating.
Oh.
You said that happens to you a lot, LOL.
Okay. Okay.
You're wearing a mask with red lips painted on it.
All right.
Cute. I also commented on how you looked like you got the essentials.
All right, what are those?
Funyuns.
Mm-hmm.
Cadbury eggs.
Check.
Energy drinks.
All right.
Tylenol.
Okay.
Rubber cement.
Gotcha.
Yarn.
Yes.
Macaroni.
Yes.
And mayonnaise.
Okay.
Not that I was being creepy and looking at everything in your basket and stuff, but I have questions.
Sure.
Anyways, was hoping your self-isolation goes well. Maybe when it's safe to be out in the world more than just 5 minutes, we could share some Funyuns and make some macaroni art.
Oh, yes. Craft time.
Yeah.
With the girl in line.
Right.
With the red lips painted on the mask.
And the interesting shopping list.
Yeah. All right. It's Craigslist Quarantine Connections. This one is entitled Vitamin Water Drama, Man for Woman.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm looking for the chick who poured vitamin water all over my friend's head a couple weeks ago before the planet went berserk and shut down. I'm the guy who was wearing the nicotine patch on my arm.
I like it already. I'm in.
You were hella hot. My jerky friend got an eye infection over the weekend and swears it's because of the vitamin water.
Oh, wow. That could do that?
He totally deserved it. You told me that I had an odd face, but you smiled when you said it.
It's probably a compliment then.
You flipped us the bird and told us to keep our dumb butts walking. We usually don't get hammered on Tuesday mornings, but you gotta do what you gotta do. We were walking with a bunch of your girls. They looked like cows.
Oh!
But you were stunning.
Oh my God!
Even though you hated my friend, is there a chance you would like to meet up? I mean, you know, when we're allowed to leave our cribs again. Do you really think my face was odd? I'll buy you a bottle of vitamin water, and if you don't like me, you can pour it over my head just like you did to my obnoxious friend.
Oh, wow. I think this guy deserves a chance.
He deserves a chance. Just give him a shot.
I mean, his compliment's a little weird.
Little.
But, all right.
I mean, they were there.
They were there.
They were there.
100%.
All right. This has been Craigslist Quarantine Connection.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I don't know if you've ever looked at a box of Triscuits and gone, I wonder how Triscuits got its name. I mean, I haven't until this morning.
Why? Who? Why?
I don't know if you are prepared for the backstory on Triscuit.
Okay. So someone just happened to notice something on the box, and now planet Earth is shook? Is that what's happening?
We'll dive into this thread.
Okay.
On Twitter, which, by the way, if you want to skip all that and you go right to it, just go to WDJX.com. You can see it right there.
Not going to wait for Radio Boy to break it down for me. I'm just going to read it for myself in my own time.
I don't have time for you.
I don't have time for Radio Boy.
All right. So, and if that's not a high quality radio tease, I don't know what is. Hey, stand by for Triscuit Talk.
Triscuit Talk.
God.
Oh my God.
99.7 DJX. Hashtag Triscuit Talk. All right. Text us the word Triscuit if you want to just follow along with this whole thing.
You better spell it because it's kind of hard to spell.
All right. TRISCUIT.
Okay. There you go.
To 502-571-9970. So Twitter user Sage Boggs got to the bottom of why a Triscuit is called a Triscuit.
Okay.
Never knew I needed this information until now.
Okay, I'm ready to go on the journey.
All right, so he writes, several years ago, I was at a party, and I spotted about a box of Triscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Asked everyone, what does the word Triscuit mean? It's clearly based on the word biscuit, but what does the try mean?
And valid question when says, you think about it.
And the consensus was that try means three, like maybe three layers or three ingredients. No one knew for sure. So he Googled it. But here's the thing. Google didn't seem to have an answer either, just more guesses. So the mystery continues.
Oh, so now the quest for the knowledge, it gets deeper.
Yeah, so Sage goes on and writes, so we went on straight to the source, emailed Nabisco.
Okay.
And the response we got a few days later shook us to the core. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Nabisco writes back and says, thank you for your interest in our Triscuit crackers. No business record survived which specifically explained the origins or inspiration for the name Triscuit, but we do know the name was chosen as a fun derivative of the word biscuit. The try does not mean three.
Okay.
So then he writes, how do they know what it doesn't mean but not know what it does mean?
That's a valid question.
Right. And no business record survive? How the heck? Like, what happened at the Triscuit factory? Did the building explode? Did someone run out of the doors and yelling, it doesn't mean three, right before perishing in a giant blaze? So Sage Boggs, in this Twitter thread, continues and says, I was baffled. I just couldn't stand not knowing. So I did a little sleuthing online, stumbled onto some early Triscuit advertisements.
Okay, let's go back to the early ads, see if we can find
Hashtag
some clues.
Triscuit Talk.
Okay.
So he posts photos of the Triscuit ads, and it says, Triscuit, the electric base baked biscuit.
All right. Are they baking these in toasters? What's happening?
In the early 1900s, Triscuit was run out of Niagara Falls. And their big selling point was, quote, being baked by electricity. They were the only food on the market prepared by this 1903 process. Look at the lightning bolts on the box. And that's when it clicked. Electricity biscuits. Triscuit means electricity biscuit.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Oh, for the win.
I cannot even understand.
Cracked it. Oh, wow. The Triscuit mystery's been solved.
Listen, you didn't need this information.
No.
Really, you could have looked at this segment and gone, this was utterly useless to my actual life.
1,000% it was.
But when you're in quarantine and you've got nothing else to do, you dive down to the roots of what made Triscuit Triscuit.
We didn't even know that there was a Triscuit mystery, but now it's been cracked. It's been solved.
Triscuit means electricity biscuit.
Oh my gosh.
The electricity biscuit. I'm never going to call it anything else.
No, I'm just going to say, honey, I'm going to go to the store. I need to buy some electricity biscuits. That's what I'm going to say.
That's what you need to say from now on.
No longer calling it Triscuits. This is mind-blowing information.
Yeah. So, again, if you want to go on this journey, see all the pictures that old Sage Boggs posted, you can. Just text us the word Triscuit, T-R-I-S-C-U-I-T, and we'll send it over to you.
Sage Boggs is the hero we didn't know we needed.
He is the Inspector Gadget of 2020.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there you go.
The Scooby-Doo, even.
If you will.
The Nancy Drew, the Hardy Boys. All of them.
He is everything.
All of them.
He is
the Sherlock Holmes of Triscuits.
The Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Oh, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yes.
Okay.
He is everything. So anyways, yeah. Texas word Triscuit, we'll send it over to you. But yes, the Triscuit mystery has been solved.
Electricity biscuits.
There it is.
Wow.
I'm glad you could all come on this journey with us.
That was amazing. Was and it? Now I need a snack.
Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Kelly K. A
couple of businesses stepping up to the plate. Lowe's is hiring 30,000 workers and giving employees $80 million in bonuses as part of its response to the growing pandemic situation. Mm-hmm. The bonuses for their 300,000 employees are going to range from $150 to for part-time workers to $300 for full-time workers. They're also offering employees most susceptible to the coronavirus up to 4 weeks of emergency paid leave, which is pretty cool.
All right, there you
and
go.
And then we got to give a shout out to Texas Roadhouse CEO Kent Taylor. He is foregoing his base salary and incentive bonus to help out his company's employees. So that's going to be effective beginning March 18th through next January.
Nice.
He's going to give that whole thing up. He said the additional funds would be made available to assist frontline hourly restaurant employees. So a couple of companies there doing some big things to help out their people, which is great to see. So, and again, if you know of anybody doing anything around here that you want to let us know about, we want to hear about it. Team Kentuckiana. We've got a couple tabs on our website, WDJX.com.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Today, 78, some clouds. Tomorrow, you could see some rain, according to Way 3 News Storm Tracking Team, mid-70s, and then 80s by Saturday. Look at that.
That's crazy.
80s. 46 right now. Man, the governor last night during his daily address at 5, which, you know, was it Beers with Bashir? Is that
what it's called now?
That's what people are calling it now.
Andy O'Clock.
It's like a little happy hour with Andy.
All right.
He is now saying that, remember we were making fun of all of those college kids that were out partying spring break down in Florida?
Sure.
And, you know, living it up, having a great time.
Ignoring all the social distancing.
We're not worried about it. We've been drinking Coronas all day, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and
I have a compromised immune system, but I'm still only 21. But I'm not even worried because I just take supplements.
Yeah,
that's so great.
According to Governor Bashir, there have been some cases now of students who have spring break down in Florida, who have now tested positive for COVID-19.
Yep, so pretty much we're saying anybody that was there needs to be in self-isolation.
Yeah, self-quarantine for a minimum of 2 weeks. If you have been to Florida or if you've been to New York or any of those hot spots like Washington, D.C., Iowa, I know a lot of those states have now some really, really strict quarantine laws just because of how rampant the virus is in those cities. So
yeah, and apparently they're going to be starting up drive-through testing sites. UofL going to be doing that, I think, by Monday.
Well, that's wow. Well, let's hope.
Yeah. So, but you have to be showing symptoms.
Yeah.
And if you're over 60, have chronic medical conditions, that kind of stuff, that's who they want to see there.
Yeah.
Because it's limited.
Right, right. So again, the only way we can stop talking about this is if everybody just kind of listens.
Stays home.
Hits the pause button.
Yep.
And doesn't go and acts like they already have it.
Exactly.
And quarantines themselves and stays safe and sanitize and wash your hands and all that stuff.
And we realize occasionally you have to leave the house to go get supplies at the grocery store, but make it quick and be safe when you do.
Yeah, for sure. All right, coming up next, it is free therapy.
Yeah, so just to put it simply, my mother-in-law, she isn't taking the social distancing thing seriously, and I don't know what to do about it.
Every week, right about this time, we kind of open it up to you. You send us messages, and we try to help you out of a situation maybe that you find yourself in. We call it free therapy.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, so can you walk us through the situation you found yourself in that you messaged us?
Yeah, so just to put it simply, my mother-in-law, she isn't taking the social distancing thing seriously, and I don't know what to do about it.
Okay. So what do you mean?
Well, so she's 70, so she's in the high-risk age group, mm-hmm. and she keeps just coming over unannounced.
Like to your house?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and I have a two-year-old, and he has horrible asthma, and
oh, gosh, yeah.
Well, this is why I'm really annoyed with the situation. My mother-in-law, she has like a deep-sounding cough, and she just refuses to have it looked at.
When you have a two-year-old who has a compromised immune system with asthma, and then, yeah, I mean, both of them are in a high risk group. So this is, that's not good.
Yeah. She has a key to our house. So she just comes over and walks right in. And normally it would be a big deal because she does it a lot and I'm, you know, just kind of used to it. But these are different times that we are in.
What about, are you married?
Yeah. My husband, he doesn't really, he thinks I'm overreacting.
Oh,
really? Okay. Well, yeah, it's his mom, so I'm sure he's going to,
side with her.
Defend her a little bit.
Yeah, and she's helped us out a lot financially, so I think he feels that we don't really have the right to deny her. Honestly, neither of them are taking it very seriously.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's scary. It's frustrating, and I mean, outside of just going, hey, look, I mean, and unless you turned it back on her and said, we're worried for your safety.
Right.
Because
at her age, she is, you know, in a sensitive group there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know how to get both of them to be more understanding of the situation and take it seriously. I just need to say, like, hey, don't come over right now. Yeah. We love you, but just stay away.
Right, right. But yeah, I know that can be tricky, especially if, you know, your husband's not really helping the situation a lot. And she doesn't seem to be getting the point. Well, anyways, we're getting a lot of text messages, 502-571-9970. We need to get the point across to her that she
for
just needs
both of them.
She needs to stay home.
She's putting herself in danger and your child.
Well, Megan, thanks for allowing us to talk to you about this. Hopefully, you know, at least some people chiming in can help steer you in how you can approach this.
Yeah, I appreciate your help, you guys.
Yeah, Bruce texted in and said, would she feel the same if it were her mom?
It sounds like it. Donks was like, all due respect, she can't come over. And he can go too. Your child comes first. It's a no-brainer, for real. He's got to have his family's back first. That little one didn't ask to be made to protect him and his mom.
Yeah, so text messages. I feel like it's pretty obvious, but we'd love to hear what you have to say. 502-571-9970. It's free therapy. Megan called and was like, hey, you know what? My mother-in-law just pops over unannounced. She's 70. I have a son who has asthma. He's 2. And she's not taking the whole social distancing and self-quarantining thing seriously.
And neither is the husband.
And she's got a cough. So it's like, I think we all know, hey, you know, something's...
You got to put your foot down.
Yeah, I was going to say, something's got to happen. Something's got to give. Someone's got to tell this mother-in-law. And it should be her husband. But Laura posts on Facebook, call Andy Beshear. He will call her out at 5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he can name check her.
He's been dropping names.
Yeah,
he's been dropping businesses.
Uh-oh.
So yeah, I was going to say, put her under the,
put her on blast by the governor.
Microscope by the governor.
Uh-oh. Samantha was like, girl, change the locks. You don't need to. She does not need to be around your child. Sometimes you have to be mean to get the point across if she's not listening to your gentle suggestions to not come over right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Joe, what do you think?
She needs to put her foot in her husband's behind and politely, well, she's already done gave him enough warnings for one. Now, she needs to put it to like this. I don't want nothing to happen to your mom because I love her. And I definitely don't want nothing happen to our son because I love him. The only person right now that's not helping me out is you. Now, you got two choices. Either you tell your mom, you got one other choice. If something happens to him, I will beat you with an iron skillet and your head goes crazy.
That's what I was waiting for.
Megan, you know what? Megan can just hire you as her family spokesperson. She doesn't have to worry about it.
I would have no problem with that. I am certified for a family spokesperson.
I love it.
Thank you, Joe.
See? Problem solved.
Appreciate it.
Joe rides in here with the solution.
Listen, iron skillet. It'll get the point across, and then, you know, you can cook a nice casserole afterwards. You ready for another licking, setting the bar story? So earlier in the show, we talked about Cody. Cody is a guy who went down a bunch of the deodorant aisle at a Walmart and licked them all.
And police are taking these crimes a little more seriously in the wake of the recent events.
Yeah, and actually even considering being charged with terroristic threats.
Uh-oh.
So on that note, another setting the bar story.
Uh-huh.
Again, these are stories of what not to do.
First of all, just don't lick anything right now. Okay? That's what she said.
Thank you for saying that.
Well, I realized thank that you. Once I said it, it sounded a little weird.
Yeah, thank you for saying that.
But
right.
You know what I mean.
Yes. Setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without making a YouTube video of you licking a toilet bowl, well, you're doing okay.
And then you end up with coronavirus.
Yes. YouTube influencer Lars did just that.
Funny Lars.
And then he said,
hilarious.
He said,
coronavirus challenge.
Coronavirus
time, and yep. Turns out it was.
Guess what?
He got it.
He uploaded the video of himself licking the toilet bowl and recently posted a video of himself in a hospital bed where he revealed that, yes, he tested positive for COVID-19.
Okay. That just kind of hit me. It made me a little nauseous, just the thought of it.
Like, of licking a toilet bowl?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
I don't
that?
Care if you've just sanitized it 15 times. I'm not doing it.
No.
You can't pay me enough.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
No, sir.
No.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would you want to do that?
Why
are you risking that?
I don't understand.
All right,
the idiocy of people. It's our latest COVID.
COVIDiot, yeah.
Yep.
Now there you go. So COVIDiot number two of the day is Lars.
Stop licking things!
Quote, influencer. So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without making a YouTube video of yourself licking a toilet bowl and then actually contracting COVID-19, you're doing okay.
No licking! No licking! Stop licking!
That's what she said. That's what she said. Kelly Kay.
So this has to be one of the best plan Bs for a 21st birthday ever. So, you know, I mean, obviously, a lot of people having birthdays, weddings right now that can't do that. So they're kind of having to improvise. Well, when you turn 21, you only do that once.
Only do it once.
And for this one family, the mom and dad decided to turn their garage into club quarantine.
Okay.
And put it on TikTok. I mean, they decked this whole thing out with lights. They put a bar in there. Dad was the bouncer. Mom's the bartender.
Your 21st birthday, it's our policy that we give you a free green tea shot. And we let the bouncer, the waitress, and I'll do one with you.
Aww.
Isn't that great?
That's kind of cool.
So obviously they're the only ones there.
Right.
Can't invite anybody else when it's club quarantine.
Right.
Super cute. We'll tweet that out. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Jimmy Fallon had Harry Styles' old bandmate, Niall Horan, on his kind of like, you know, house tonight show.
Right. His home edition.
Yeah, he did it on Zoom. So, like, Niall Horan wasn't actually there with Jimmy Fallon. He was over on Zoom, and they did the little, like, what is your quarantine name?
What's the quarantine nickname? Did you know this? It's a feeling plus what you ate.
I've heard about this, yeah. I've seen this yesterday. Okay, so I'm feeling great. I'm feeling happy. So I'm happy. And I had salmon for lunch, so happy salmon.
Happy salmon.
Ah, happy salmon.
Fun stuff.
By the way, can I just run down a list of all the people who don't know how to spell quarantine?
Oh, it's a lot.
You notice that there are several different ways quarantine is actually spelled, and only one of them is actually correct.
So is what's happening with people's devices and just not correcting them?
So I don't know if they're trying to voice to text or voice to tweet or whatever, and the phone is just picking up something other than quarantine. But some of the best.
Okay.
From Allison. Day number ? Of quarantine.
And is it two words, quarantine?
Yes, quarantine. And the same 12 lonely thoughts have been cycling through my head.
I like that, quarantine.
Quarantene.
I like it.
Mr. 37. Yeah. Wow, they making us self-quarantine. One word.
Okay, yeah. All right. Sure. Maybe they should just change the way it's spelled. Just to make it easier.
From Banji Bandit.
Banji Bandit?
Yep. On Twitter. Sucks, we might have to actually be corn of teen pretty soon.
Corn of teen. All right, now there's three words. Corn of teen.
Another quarantine from MRE. I took leaving the house for granted.
For granted.
For granted.
Like your countertop.
when this quarantine is over, ask me to go anywhere, and I'm saying yes.
Oh, okay, so universally, they seem to be sticking with C-O-R-N-T-E-E-N.
Yes.
Quarantine. So various, either it's one word, or it's two words, or it's three words, quarantine. We should just learn to understand what that means.
From Isabel, corn and teen got me using Go-Go Squeeze applesauce as a meal replacement.
Oh, my God. All right, so there's another possibility, corn and teen.
Corn and teen.
All right. Maybe we should change it. There's too many people that are confused.
From Jason, is it true they're gonna quarantine NJ for 30 days?
Yeah, they might quarantine. Gosh. Yeah,
quarantine.
Man,
I just can't. From socially distant.
Uh-huh.
Really regret not getting my eyebrows done before corn of teen.
Oh yeah, for reals. Gosh. And get the roots done, the haircut, all that. Corn of teen is bad. It's bad.
So all you have to do is hashtag quarantine, and you can see all the people.
No, wait, do you hashtag the real way it's spelled, or
no,
just hashtag C-O-R-N-T-E-E-N?
Yes, and okay. See how many people are using quarantine instead of quarantine.
Like I said, I think that's enough evidence to just change it. Just change it. Let's just go with it. Just change it to quarantine.
Not quarantine.
Just change it to quarantine.
Quarantine. It's my new favorite word.
The world's head won't explode.
Quarantine. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Please stream at Ben and Kelly Show, or you can always do it on the Alexa. Ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX. Get a podcast, you can get live radio, all that. I will say that Live with Kelly and Ryan is on, and just like you and I, Kelly appears to be at least putting an effort into her outfit. Ryan, for the second day in a row,
he's in his jammies.
Is wearing jammies.
Full on jammies.
Yep.
Like, there's no mistake, and those are jammies.
Yep, for sure.
Which is kind of great, though. I'm kind of digging this. Like, I feel like there could be some new, like, quarantine, self-isolation, work-from-home habits that people are going to want to spill over once we can get back into the office again full-time.
It's going to
be difficult.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Dress Down Friday is going to be a lot different.
Oh, yeah.
All right, your Feel Good brought to you by JCPS. Do them every hour here, Kelly K.
So, you know, Cadbury was doing this contest trying to find a new mascot.
I do remember
that.
They have
chosen one.
Right.
So 200,000 votes rolled in. Here were the contenders. Consuela the Llama.
Okay.
Dilly Bar Dabbler the Duck.
Dilly Bar Dabbler the Duck.
Ginger the Hamster.
Ginger the Hamster.
Lieutenant Dan the Two-Legged Dog.
Ah, okay.
Listen, competition was stiff. Consuela baked a cake. I'm not entirely sure how. I think maybe the human might have helped.
Okay.
Dilly Bar Dabbler posed for a pet calendar. Ginger narrated her own video from a Cadbury Purple stage.
Okay.
But really, it was no competition with Lieutenant Dan rolling in with the unexpected advantage of being able to hop on two legs like an Easter bunny. It was a no-brainer for all of the votes. Lieutenant Dan is your new Cadbury mascot.
There you go. There it is.
Which is kind of great.
All right.
He is going to star in the newest Cadbury commercial. He and his human will get a $5,000 prize.
Wow.
Cadbury also donated $10,000 to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. He is in his own little wheelchair, and he is precious.
All right, well, happy. I really, because I remember us talking about this several weeks ago, and at that point, I didn't feel like there was any doubt.
No, there's not.
That Lieutenant Dan wasn't going to come home with the prize.
And the votes proved we were correct.
All right.
You can see, we've tweeted out the story. He is absolutely adorable at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
99.7 DJX. This is kind of cool. On Sunday night on Fox, Elton John, a bunch of other, like, music stars are going to be doing a all-star benefit living room concert for America to pay tribute to the frontline health professionals, first responders, and local heroes who are, you know, putting their lives in harm's way to help, you know, everybody and help fight the spread of the virus.
It's a fun idea because, you know, they all have probably really nice living rooms.
Yeah.
So it should make for decent stages.
Now, granted, they're not going to be together.
No, they're going to be in their own living rooms. It's going to be like a big Zoom call concert or something.
Yeah. Elton John, Backstreet Boys. I would imagine they're...
Oh, they got to be in their separate houses.
All of them are going to have to be separate. How are they going to do those tight harmonies?
Yeah, and the moves. Oh, you got to have the choreo.
For
you
sure.
Can't have a Backstreet Boys performance without the choreo, right?
I think it's illegal, in fact.
I feel like it could be.
Alicia Keys is going to be a part of it. Billie Eilish, Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day, Mariah Carey, Tim McGraw. Some others are going to be announced, but that'll be pretty cool.
It's an eclectic group.
That is. I mean, you know.
Very diverse group.
I think it's probably trying to hit on every single genre of music.
It is trying to be as mass appeal as possible.
Right, for sure. So,
Yeah, that's kind of cool on Sunday night. A little living room concert for America there. Governor Beshear last night during his nightly address, again, calling out more people, including the teens who came back from spring break in Florida who contracted coronavirus.
Oh, wow.
So
listen, don't do stupid things. Otherwise, you could get called out in a public way by the governor. And nobody needs that. That's not how you want to be famous.
I mean, he is calling, Pike County Bingo Hall has never gotten more attention than after he called him out last week.
It's not the good kind of attention.
But yeah, and I think I just saw that there are going to be drive-through testing sites.
Yeah, starting Monday, I think U of L Health is going to have them, on a limited basis for those that are actually showing symptoms, that kind of thing. We've got the information up from both LKY and Wave 3, did some stories on that, and he mentioned it in the address yesterday at WDJX.com.
Hopefully you are taking this social distancing and this quarantining thing, one, seriously, and two, you're taking it in stride and realizing that, hey, it's a little blip on the radar and we're going to be back to normal eventually, but sooner if everybody can comply, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are ways that you can find like little blessings in this situation. I mean, I know a lot of us are probably, when you look past the stresses of trying to homeschool and work from home now with everybody in the same house, you're getting to spend way more time with your family than probably you ever have in a really long time. I know we were always very busy. We always had activities like almost every night after school and we were going. It's kind of nice to not have any of those obligations for a while.
You were talking about little blessings.
Yeah.
Another little blessing is learning the real meaning of the word Triscuit and those little fun snack crackers.
It's been hiding under our nose this whole time. We didn't even know.
Listen,
it took one person to get curious.
Earlier in the show, we went down the wormhole of Sage Boggs' Twitter thread.
He got bored.
And of him discovering in all its glory the word Triscuit and why Nabisco decided on the word Triscuit. Yeah,
why'd you name it that?
To call it a biscuit.
It's a simple question, listen, but it took a long time to get the answer.
I don't want to tell you the answer.
No.
If you want to text the word Triscuit.
You can dive into the whole thing yourself.
That's right. We'll send it over to you. You can dive into it. You can explore it and you can be amazed.
Let it unfold.
In front of your eyes.
Yes. It's pretty amazing.
Because I was sitting there and then when I got to the end, I was like, oh my gosh.
He dug deep.
He did.
Yeah.
So
he's a hero we didn't even know we needed.
You can text us the word Triscuit, T-R-I-S-C-U-I-T. I feel like I need to spell that. T-R-I-S-C-U-I-T.
Listen, people can't spell quarantine.
502-571-9970.
Spelling's hard.
And we'll send that story over to you. And also, you can also see all the different tweets of people who are misspelling quarantine as corn of teen.
Or corn and teen.
Or corn and teen.
Or quarantine.
Or
one word and two words.
All different words.
Listen, we should just change it. Just change it. It's too hard.
So there's plenty of things to waste away your time on the podcast if you want.
Yes, learn and explore.
That's right.
Enjoy.
At Ben and Kelly Show or WDGX.com, click listen. Or you can always get it on the Alexa. Just click or say ask 9970JX DJ. I don't know. Ask Alexa to play 9970JX and get our podcast.
Yeah. And there's tons of blogs up on the website too. We've been like lots of stories that are fun. Like I thank goodness the Masked Singer was taped and recorded before all this stuff. Cause we still have that. And the T-Rex was unmasked last night. And it was the first one that I knew for sure.
And two words for you, Kelly.
Yeah.
Tiger King.
No, I don't know. I don't know, because I got Ozark dropping on me tomorrow.
Well, then you've got one day.
I got Ozark.
You got one day to get at least one episode in.
I still have 11 hours left of Breaking Bad.
Listen, Breaking Bad has been off the air for 7 years. You can wait another couple months for Breaking Bad. All right, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got work to do.
Be safe. I know Kelly's got a lot of work to do.
Stressed out.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.